Parents file in to the Punanaleo o Manoa, a Hawaiian immersion preschool, as the school day comes to a close. But they aren't just here to pick up their keiki.
We have to clean.
Veteran Punanaleo parent and mother of three, Brandy Alo, knows the drill. Once a month, parents volunteer their time vacuuming carpets, cleaning bathrooms, and washing dishes. Noelle Kawanoi Campbell is on dish duty today. She says she surprised families with lots of kids find time to help clean. But as any Punanaleo parent will tell you, this is what's expected.
If it's for our keiki, we're going to do a good job.
The movement to perpetuate Olalo Hawaii through immersion education began in a preschool just like this on Kauai nearly 36 years ago. Now it's offered at more than 24 public and charter schools statewide. The movement's success doesn't surprise Kawanoi Kamana. She's a former Punanaleo parent and one of the movement's founders. She says what was somewhat surprising from the start was the lack of support for Olalo Hawaii by some in government. That support grew over time as more began to see the value of this work. Kamana is now the principal of Ke Kulau Nawahio Kalani Opu'u, a Hawaiian immersion charter school in Kea'au. When families in Waimea on Hawaii Island and Waianae on Oahu couldn't secure support for Hawaiian immersion from their principals, they turned to Kamana School. She says principals have the final say on whether immersion is a go or not. That led to Waimea temporarily losing its program and Ohana were scrambling for alternatives. Waianae families also flew to Kea'au for help, and now both programs have become satellite schools for Nawahi.
The communities are seeing, the parents are seeing, we want more schools, we want more seats, we want more classrooms.
Kalihua Krug is a former Hawaiian immersion specialist for the State Department of Education. He says even the best community efforts may not meet the growing demand for immersion education.
The communities showing up, sending their children faster than we can produce quality speakers and teachers to address this.
The movement may soon be getting the help it needs from the state. The Hawaii Supreme Court's ruling in August that Hawaiian immersion is a right may broaden the state's role in providing language education. More on this court case and what it could mean on Wednesday. For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Ku'uwehi Hiraishi.